Morning Watch, Joshua judges Ruth training week 10. Ruth's choosing for her goal, exercising her right, seeking for her rest, and receiving a reward for God's economy. Wednesday related verses. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am Jehovah your God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Colossians chapter 3, verse 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as recompense, you serve the Lord Christ. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now I commit you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Related reading. After Ruth's husband died, she had two choices: remain in Moab or go with Naomi to be a foreigner in Israel. Ruth chose to go to the land of Israel because she probably had heard a great deal concerning God, God's promise, and the good land. She had heard the good news sufficiently for her to make a wonderful choice. After arriving in the land of Israel with Naomi, Ruth exercised her right. God's commandment concerning the reaping of the harvest was that Jehovah would bless the children of Israel if they left the corners of their fields and the gleanings for the poor, the sojourners, the orphans, and the widows. Concerning this, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22 says, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. A similar word is found in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 9 through 10. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19 says, when you reap your harvest in your field, and you forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not turn back to gather it. It shall be for the sojourner, the orphan, and the widow. in order that Jehovah your God may bless you in all your undertakings. This shows not only the loving kindness of God and how great, fine, and detailed he is, but shows also the rich produce of the good land. God wanted to bless the harvest of the Israelites in the good land, but this blessing had a condition, that something would be left for the poor. The people would not be allowed to reap completely the corners of their field. However, in the ordinance of the law given by God through Moses regarding reaping, the size of the corners of the field was not specified. The size depended on the landlord's faith in Jehovah. The larger one's faith in Jehovah was, the larger the corners of the field would be. I believe that it was the practice of Boaz to obey this ordinance. He must have had great faith in Jehovah. Under God's sovereignty, this ordinance seems to have been written for one person, Ruth. Naomi returned to Bethlehem with her daughter-in-law Ruth at the beginning of the barley harvest. Barley, which ripens earlier than other grains, typifies the resurrected Christ. God is sovereign, and in his sovereignty, he brought Ruth from Moab to the city of Bethlehem. Before she arrived there, he had prepared a rich, generous man by the name of Boaz. Ruth gained Naomi's permission to go gleaning. Ruth asked Naomi to let her go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him, in whose sight Ruth had found favor. Naomi told Ruth to go, and she went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, happening to glean in a portion of the field belonging to Boaz. Boaz eventually became acquainted with Ruth. He came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "Jehovah be with you." And they said to him, "Jehovah bless you." When Boaz asked the young man who was set over the reapers concerning Ruth, the young man told him that she was the young Moabite woman who had returned with Naomi from the country of Moab and who had asked to glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. His word to Boaz regarding Ruth indicates that he was happy with her, considering her a woman of fidelity and virtue.